This is so stupid.
Oh my god. Do you get to read Troy's DMs?
Oh yeah.
That's probably one of the best part of the jobs.
Oh, just... Yeah. I don't want to blast him, but I'll tell you off air, but... yeah, it's wild. And like, what's crazy is that it doesn't translate for women.
Oh my god. Why doesn't it?
So it's interesting. I had this conversation with him because I was like unraveling one day. I was like, this is not fair. You and Matt Rife get your fucking moments and I'm over here just rotting in the corner. And he's just like, look, think about, go back to Elvis. Like,
oh yeah,
picture the women in the front row screaming and throwing them. Because I'm so sorry, but like historically, like women are programmed to just be a little more insane. Like, there's no row of men going, oh my god.
That's true.
Maybe gay men at a Lady Gaga concert, but that's like the top of the top.
That's all. So, yeah, that's the level.
And imagine if a man did go, oh my, you'd be like, get the fuck away
from
me.
That'd be weird, right.
So there's really, like, that's the grand scale. So it's like, cull it down. You got a female comic who's working her way up the business.
Right.
I'm not going to have a crazy, like, fan base of men that are, like, screaming and coming into my DMs like, you're so funny. And I just have to accept that as what it is.
The bar is set higher for women, I think, for sure. In the comedy world.
Yeah, you can't be too hot because then they're not going to take it seriously. But you can't be ugly, like, or you're going to be like, what the fuck is this? It's a fine line you have to ride of like how you present yourself, how you carry yourself. I mean, I'm sure you've experienced that with what you're doing.
Well, it's interesting because when I did stand up, somebody, you know, I did hear, you don't want to be too hot, that distracts from the jokes. I'm like, oh yeah, because I'm really distracting from my jokes here. Like, oh, they're really thrown off by my hair or something. What the fuck? I have no ass. I mean, sometimes I show my tits, but I usually hide them. And I got nothing here. So I'm always like confused when people say that, like hide your beauty. So yeah, I definitely think it's a double standard. But guys, meanwhile, men don't even wear makeup and they'll have, women. It's just attractive for a guy to own a room.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And it's intimidating to men when a woman does that.
They're a little bit like, wait a minute, she's going to be crazy.
Or just like cooler than me.
Right. Can't have that.
Yeah. Can't have her be a leader.
I'm
not taking the sidecar to that bitch.
True.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
You need such a secure man.
You do.
If you're going to do that stuff.
Secure men are hot.
Yeah.
Do you find the comedians, male comedians, are secure with themselves, or do they just put on a really good front?
It's a really good question. I think most comedians have multi-layers of, like, they can get in, they can be in front of a room and own them, but then a lot of times when you peel that layer back, there's deep-seated insecurities, which is why they're so interesting, because they are insightful on themselves.
Ooh,
but they're able to compartmentalize and, like, be this, like, character.
Yeah.
But then on the inside, they're, like, deeply broken. I think that's a lot of the times where, like, you're like, well, what's your material? And it's like, oh, they've been through these traumas or they have these insights. I feel like most, what the hell is that? Alexa off. Stupid whore. That was crazy.
Did she start playing by herself?
I guess so.
Dude.
I talked about Amazon too much.
I was going to say.
I was on a real tear there. Anyways, she was like, you will not down talk men.
Amazon, Alexa is sexist.
It was like an ad, too. That was bizarre. Anyways, that's a great question. I think a lot of people can have a lot of confidence. You need confidence to get on stage. But I think a lot of it actually comes from like more so... more insecurities than not. I'd say. I don't know. What are you like? What's your experience?
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I definitely think in order to be able to go up on stage, you have to have a little bit of an edge to you. You gotta have a little crazy. You're out there exposing all of your inner thoughts. There's definitely a way to do it, but yeah, I feel like it's way more attractive for men to have these like inner thoughts and like explore them, and so they get the better end of the stick for sure.
Yeah.
Women kind of get shafted, but I love female comedians. Like, I think it's such a cool...
I mean, when you connect with a female comic, there's nothing like... You're like, you're speaking my thoughts.
Like, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I do think it's such a big... I don't even call myself a comedian. I call myself a comedian impressionist because I do a lot of character work. And so I've always wanted to be a comedian and do more stand-up. But to me, it really is such an art form. And so I get in my head about it all the time. Yeah. So then I've moved my way towards variety shows. And then bam, before I knew it, I was like, holy shit, I'm old. I really got to get started on this. How old, you know? Are you? I'm 29, almost 30.
31.
I mean, yeah.
I get it.
You know, you turn around, you go, what have I been doing? Where did the time go?
Well, to give yourself credit, you've built a following.
Right.
And a lot of times they will come with you on the journey that you're going on.
For sure.
So that's half of the battle, is building that. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen it with Troy, like, sometimes you can think, oh, it's just numbers on a screen.
Right.
But then you go to these shows and they're sold out. And you're like, oh, these are real people. They really are. Mm-hmm. And they really love you. And I'm sure you've been stopped on the street where someone's like, oh my God, I saw your video.
Far and few between.
Right. It's a cool moment. And you, totally. And you can tell, like, they feel connected to you. And, like, that's the cool thing that you've done. And I think if you were to push yourself into new avenues, that army would still come with you. So I get it. You walked in and you go, what is time? And we both were like, what the fuck is time? But I agree, like, you feel, especially in today's world, you feel like you have to have it all figured out immediately.
My God, yeah, because of social media.
Yeah, you turn around and, like, Dua Lipa's 20 years old and a millionaire and billionaire, and you're just like, wow, that level of talent is...
Yeah.
But then unreal. It's like, it's not the game we're playing, and, you know?
And it's so true.
And, like, honestly, like, if you really, like, there's Taylor Tomlinson as a female comic who's, like, around our age, who's, like, hit the top, but there's not a lot of us.
And that's why we see, I always, it's like crazy in my mind, I'll see that and I go, oh my God, if she's doing it, everybody must be out there doing it. No, because we don't know about those people. We only know about her because she's done it.
Yeah.
But it's does not happen a lot of the time.
No, and it's terrifying, but if I ever think about, sometimes I'm like, you could quit.
You could leave all this behind. Yeah. So true.
All of this. but then I'm like, I think I'd be bombed.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's no, like, I'd be sad.
My conveyor belt is creaking along, but I'm not getting off, you know?
You can't get off.
Yeah.
You got to keep on trying. Keep on putting stuff out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I have existential crises every day of my life. I'm like, I'm done.
No, literally.
I'm packing up the suitcase. I'm driving my ass. You know, I get these ads for Italy houses for €1, €1. Stop. I say that's me. I say that that's targeted audience to me. I'm ready to head on over to Italy. I'm sending it.
That's your crisis mode?
It's just like, I see all these other things. I'm like, why am I not doing that? I should just, like, leave all this behind. This is crazy talk over here.
I always say I wish there was, like, three of me. One would live in LA. Yeah. One would live in Colorado. One would live here. One would live in Maryland. I'd have four of me. One would just be, like, a regular person in Maryland.
Totally.
That seems chill.
Oh, just a regular person.
Yeah.
Just a regular Susan, married with kids.
Married with kids? I'd be into, like, fitness. That would be my outlet.
Of course.
I would, like, make them banana bread on the weekends.
It'd honestly, cool. It sounds nice rather relaxing.
And a black lab that I found at a rescue. It'd be cool.
Rescue.
Maybe I volunteer there.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving this life, actually.
Stop this. I'm like, wait, what?
that sounds like an amazing life.
Anyways, but then, there's, like, the New York me that's fun. And then I have an LA me who's, like, got abs and goes to the beach every day.
Of course.
She's booked on certain, like, you know, shows and... But then there's just one of me and, we're doing
it. And here we are.
Here we are.
No, but it is, it's so true. If I could, you only have one life, which is crazy. But I do see people that reinvent themselves and I'm like, wow, that's so insane to me. Like,
yeah.
My friend has a real estate friend who's, like, done amazing in real estate. But before that, he was a professional baseball player.
Cool.
And I go, who's excelling in multiple different avenues of life? Like, that's crazy.
A lot of athletes are like that, where they will excel to the top of.
Right.
And that takes such mental and physical strength, but totally. Like, it kind of translates.
Totally.
That's like, again, this is silly, but not to really, like, go left field with this, but, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger has lived many lives.
Yeah.
Like, he was a bodybuilder.
Right.
And then he became an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I watched his documentary on, I think it was on Netflix. Have you seen it? It's really good.
No, I've been dying to. It's really just good. For the juicy part where he had a love child.
Fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know what's even crazier is that you still love him.
You do?
I think you, I mean, I
do you, like, kind of understand why he did it?
Yeah, you're damn. Like, you kind of feel for him. Like, he's still Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, he never really fell from grace.
Wow. The documentary did a good job with you.
It did.
I think they want you to still side with him, right?
Yeah, but you kind of, you do.
But you do.
Anyways.
Politician, he's done everything.
that documentary really got me thinking about how we all live multiple lives.
Right.
Like, we grew up in, you know, Maryland, D.C. area. And, like, true. We were, like, that version of ourselves. And then we went to college. And we were, like, the party college girls. Person.
Right.
And then we were, like, you know, like, I'm going to do something cool. And then we, like, you know, it's, like, it is interesting the way you... We will, everyone reinvents themselves. Then people become moms and families. And it's so interesting. It's like, I love this quote. It's like this now.
Oh, that this is our path right now, but at any moment could change.
I always say it's like this now. Like, if it's bad,
it's like this now.
That applies. If it's good, it applies.
I say this too shall pass.
That's a good one. Classic.
Classic. It's basically the same thing you said.
Yeah, well, that's it when it's bad, because you want it gone. Unless it's good, and then you're like, just know that this will go away.
I do get really sad when events in life end.
Like weddings and stuff?
Right.
At a wedding. Whose wedding was that? That looked amazing.
That was really fun. That was one of my college roommates.
Okay, that was in Cancun?
Punta Cana.
Okay.
Similar vibe.
Yeah.
Cancun.
That looked awesome.
Yeah. It's very fun. But also, you forget, like, what life is about. You're just out of your box for, like, 3 days, 4 days. And then you come back to work, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is your normal day-to-day?
Normal day-to-day. Well, I got let go from Paramount, our whole department, the Digital Comedy Central department, all got let go.
Was that when you were in LA still, or when you came back?
When I came back. I was living here for a year in Jersey. So I've been back to New York for about two and a half years now.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, almost two. Again, where does the time go?
She's been in LA this whole time. I hate myself.
I made an announcement that I was in LA, and then when I came back to New York, I never made an announcement.
Oh, okay. You, like,
people still think I live in LA.
Soft launch.
They're like, oh my gosh, you're in New York for a week. I'm like, no, bitch, I live here. But I didn't make an announcement.
Okay. Because you were in Jersey mostly?
I was in Jersey City. Okay. And then I moved to Brooklyn. Now I'm in Brooklyn.
Got it.
And yeah, I mean, then I got let go. And so then I thought, okay, I've got a little bit of time to kind of, like, figure out my next job. And I was going to just apply to a media company. Mm-hmm. But I thought, no, I'm going to focus on comedy, impressions. And then, you know, month after month, I go, oh, shit, I got to get a job. So right now I work a part time. You're going to die at Eataly. Eataly Market. Yep, I do demos. I'm a storyteller.
Cool.
I teach about wine, olive oil, cheese.
Wait, that's cool. It's Are you cool. Italian?
I'm not Italian, but I do love Italian culture. I'm half Mexican, half white.
Okay.
Wait, but I love Italian culture. So I literally was like, it's actually, we reached crisis mode where I was like, I need some type of part-time job just to keep a schedule going, to pay rent. And then on the side, I do social media, podcasting.
Yeah. Well, what's fascinating for me to hear this is, like, you have a large following online. You know? You would think brands would approach you and say, hey, no, 600K is not nothing.
On TikTok.
On TikTok. And you would think that maybe a brand would say, hey, this girl's got something going on. Let's have her hold up a bag of gummy bears and give her $100,000.
Yeah, no.
You would think that that's the world we're in today.
Oh, my God, completely. And let me just break.
At Black Forest Gummy Bears. What the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, someone come through here.
It's so true. And I did that for a while. I had great jobs last year. But let me tell you, that money runs out. And especially when you live in New York, you walk, like I said, you walk out of your apartment.
You buy shrimp cocktail and you're back to the bottom.
It's tough. And so to keep a consistent paycheck, those social media campaigns, amazing. Love them. Great part of the job.
You did the Blue Apron for a little bit, right?
Right.
I remember those videos.
Oh, HelloFresh. Wait, HelloFresh?
It was one of the box.
You see? I'm not very good.
You made it funny, though. I was like, is this an ad?
HelloFresh.
Watched the whole thing. I was like, oh, she got me.
Sadly, the company went out of business.
Oh, fuck.
It was a couple months after I did that. But they might have spent their social ad campaign, their budget a little too much. So yeah, you'll get these great campaigns. Let me tell you, it's not 100K. You have to be in the millions to make 100K per campaign post. I'll just say that to give you guys an idea. So, like, yes, you could be in, like, the 10K, 20K range. It's great. But also you got to pay your agents. You got to pay your managers.
Right.
You got to pay taxes. So a 20K job, you're really, truly walking away with, I want to say, 13, 14K.
Okay.
Which just honestly goes to savings, and that's not that much money if you live in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really, it's not. So, yeah.
So you're at Eataly.
So I'm at Eataly, yeah.
Down in Fidei, or where do you go into the office?
The office is at Flatiron.
Okay, love that. Yeah. I love that location.
I do. It's really fun.
Wait, you know what you'd be good at? I'm such a sucker for food reviews and stuff.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, you should have, like, do you could take them through being, like, okay, this is, like, the best date night meal. And, like, you, like, walk them through, like, all the different cheeses.
People, and, like, the- yeah. I mean, people will come to the front desk and they'll be, like, I need to build a basket. Can you build me the best basket for somebody who loves spicy Italian? And they're, like, okay, perfect. Then you have to know, sometimes I do taste demos. I've only been there for literally a month now. Okay. So it's very fresh. It's definitely going to be a part-time job, short-term. I'm in the market for other media jobs, applying all the time. It's honestly the most humbling experience to lose a job and get a job in New York and then not have that much time in between. It, like, at my severance was, I think, a month, and then they told me, like, get a job. I was like, I'm on it. Started applying, crickets. I go, wait, yeah. Why is it so hard to get a job? I have a fucking degree. I've been in this industry for 10 years.
Yeah.
No, it's tough. It's tough out here. A lot of jobs are, there's not a lot going on.
It's scary.
It's scary. Don't quit your day job, honestly, because it's really, it's hard. But I've always been a hustler. I have like 3 jobs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You make it work, and it's not forever. This too shall pass.
Yeah, it's like this now.
It's like this now. Like, words to live by. Don't forget it. But yeah, I mean, social media is a job. Podcast producing is a job.
Yeah.
Is it fun at family parties to answer questions? No. I'll be honest. They're like, so what are you doing now? You got that... You got that that long-term plan? You got the retirement? I go, I'm working on it, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm fucking working on it, okay? Yeah, it's a process.
Yeah.
But Italy is very fun, and I get a lot of free cheese meats.
That's awesome.
Learn a lot about olive oil. Like,
we need to have a cheese board party.
Dude, I love cheese boards. It's used to be also a side hustle. I would build cheese boards for people's parties.
Stop.
Yep.
Do you have a bunch of photos of your best
Oh, my God,
ones?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
I need to see this after this.
Absolutely, yeah.
What consists of the best cheese board? Like, what are your main elements?
Main elements.
If you miss this on a cheese board, like, well, you should be, like, what are the things that you should be fired for? Yeah, if your cheese board doesn't have this.
It's got to have a good ratio. You got to have meat, cheese, a good amount of crackers. So you got to have an assortment of crackers. You can't just, like, throw on 3 pieces of bread because what are you doing?
Right.
That's got to be the base. Uh-huh. And then you've got to throw on either some fig jam or some yummy honey.
Yes.
Bitch, do not forget. And then you got to have...
honeycomb if you're getting...
Oh, my God. What are you, rich? What are you,
if
rich?
If you're drunk at Whole Foods, that's what you're buying.
You could really go all out at Whole Foods for a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Those Marcona almonds that are rosemary flavored.
Truffle
infused.
Ones at Trader... Yeah.
Okay, Trader Joe's really be doing too much.
It's really wild what you can get.
There's things that I'm like, who people are on crack at the Trader Joe's headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Truffle, they'll put like
fig jam inside of a Marcona almond dusted with truffle. And like,
it's ridiculous.
A plum, and you're like, how do you do that?
But that's crazy to me. What's going on over there in the Trader Joe's headquarters? It's beyond. And there's things that I wouldn't even think. Like, they also discontinued this great product. It was pickle popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have it. I'm a big pickle girl. And yeah, they stopped selling it. And I'm like, you have such fans. Why would you stop selling something?
You got to get on TikTok, get on your platform and scream from the hills.
I really should. You know what I don't
You could do more with your platform.
You know, Tori, we need to have a brainstorm session because there's so many moments I wake up and I go, I'm misusing this. I'm doing it all wrong.
You are.
I'm doing it all wrong.
You should be fighting for the pickle popcorn.
Right.
Yeah. What else would you die on the hill for?
Die on the hill for, I'm a big meat girl, so I love a Slim Jim. I think Slim Jims have a bad rap. I really want to
rebrand
Slim Jims. Yeah,
they do. But I love beef
little
jerky.
Yeah,
but the Slim Jim is a unique.
Does it need a better shape?
I think it might.
Well, you know, maybe like not looking like a straw. If it had the same texture as beef jerky, we really feel like it's some substance.
They have the flat ones.
They do.
Yeah, I've seen some flat long.
Whoa, you're on the road a lot, huh?
I am.
No, it's such a cool world. I think you should start vlogging.
It's all about the trapper.
Trapper.
Trapper is the best beef jerky.
Oh, Trapper beef jerky.
Yeah.
Why don't we rate beef jerky?
What do we do? What the fuck?
What the fuck are we doing? It's a niche platform,
can
but I think.
Can I bring you back on for that?
Tori, I'm here. Honestly, this was the shortest commute from my apartment. It took me, honestly, like 15 minutes.
Brilliant. Okay.
One train.
I'm going to buy a bunch of beef jerkies and we're going to have to do a beef jerky with.
Honestly, that's like a porn hub. Side category, girls that eat beef jerky. I'm telling you, it's hot.
I love beef jerky.
I love beef jerky.
But then sometimes I'm like, should I go vegan? You know what I mean?
No. That's your LA character. You're in the now,
okay,
right now.
You're right.
That's, leave that for LA.
So true.
My God, I'm getting over a cough. I'm so sorry that I've been coughing into the mic this whole time.
Not even. It's the world we live in, you know? Anyone that's afraid of a cough, I'm like, just cough in my face.
Honestly,
I don't care anymore.
Were you breastfed?
I think so.
Exactly.
I don't know the details.
I mean, believe me, I don't remember.
What time I was born. I don't know these things. What the fuck? I don't know my blood type.
Why is astrology really on the up and ups?
I think we're just looking for something more.
We really are just looking for something to do. We're
shifting from God.
Yeah.
Because that's not as normal anymore.
Right, right.
I'd rather someone tell me they're into astrology than they're into God.
Because
hot take, I know.
Hot take, especially, yeah.
If someone was like, hey, I can read the stars and tell you about your future, I'd be like, please sit down on my couch.
But
if
and like, let's discuss.
Hey, I could lead you through a sermon and teach you about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'd be like, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, it needs a rebranding, honestly. Like sermon, it doesn't have the same pizzazz.
I'm all for like a good message.
Right.
Be a good person. Someone out there is looking at you. Sure. The universe. Karma.
Exactly.
If you replace the word God with karma.
It makes more sense to people.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like karma's always watching. Oh, of course. Or like, you know, respect karma. Sure.
Karma is my boyfriend.
Yes.
Is that what she says?
Something like that. Right. Karma is a cat scratching.
Karma.
We're not Swifties. Let's not force it.
Right. Right. Right.
Don't put these lyrics on me.
It never went well for me. The lyrics, really? Ever.
No, ever. What a beautiful callback. Isn't I like it? To keep these around an hour. My dream originally for this podcast was to have 30-minute episodes, but then I sit down and it just is the best goddamn time. And you really
start
flowing.
I know, you start flowing.
We couldn't cut any of that. That was a flowing river, and if I were to cut any of that, it would just flow into something
else. You could do part one, part two, per episode, 30-minute episodes. I do understand the 30 minutes of it all.
Marketing wizard.
I mean, I'm all about less work, more, what is it?
Yeah,
work smarter, not harder. Cut them into 30-minute episodes.
That's good. And then one comes out like on a Monday and then two on a Tuesday.
Exactly. And then honestly, more ads, more space for ads.
I like your thinking.
You know, I mean.
Because I'm sucked into this conversation. I've been here the whole time.
I've been in it.
But if you cut me out halfway through, I'd be like, what the fuck are they going to say next? I mean, come on.
Yeah. We were in that.
In that.
You could find a really good cliffhanger and then bam.
What is it? Mark Estes? Right, so you're like, you don't think he's the hottest person ever. And then it's like, I'm like.
And wait for next time to find out.
And then I'm like, I do. Oh, that's good. All right. Well, I just found out how to brand this shit.
Is Mark Estes the hottest man alive? And my answer is no. Okay. No. I mean, obviously physically he is.
Okay. You just said no and then said yes.
Physically. Obviously, Greek God. Mentally, spiritually, would we connect? I don't know. I would love to test him out. I would love to do a Hannah Burner type style questionnaire.
My test of if I like someone is, can I be trapped in an elevator with them? Mm. With him, no.
With him, no.
Because there's security cameras. We can't fuck. That'd be weird. I don't want to make it weird for anyone involved in our save.
Right.
Right?
Obviously.
So then I'd have to just sit and look at him. And he'd probably just be like, you ever shoot a buck? And then I'd have to be
like, how many bucks you shot?
Well, one time I stepped on a tree frog on accident and I killed it. And I felt really bad about that.
I feel bad about that.
To this day.
You still think about that?
Sometimes, yeah.
I think about this one time I found a butterfly and I thought the wings were really pretty. So I like touched both the wings. And if you touch the wings, the dust, you like fuck up the wings.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't fly.
And then you're like, fly.
Yeah. And I was like, stop. Oh my God. And then I killed the butterfly.
That's your Lenny moment.
Yeah, I felt really bad about that.
Yeah, no, I felt really bad about the tree frog because it was jumping away from me, and I think I went to stop it.
But then you squashed it.
Yeah, it was more of like I stepped on the back of it. It was really awful.
And tree frogs are actually gorgeous. They're not poisonous.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Bright green. He had little orange. Yeah, I can't get into it.
It's painful.
I'm upset.
It's painful to think about, to be honest.
Are you an only child or
sibling? Older brother?
Older. See, I'm a younger sibling. I think younger siblings, like something with animals, where you're like, I need control over this.
Oh, that's true.
Because I was the one that was bullied, and so totally. The younger sibling is always known as the one that like tortures animals.
That it actually makes so much sense.
I think you can Google it. I don't think I'm coming up with a new theory, but I think it's a tortured animal theory that little kids
that's the name of it.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't know,
tortured animals society.
Yeah, younger siblings will put off their anger,
your angst. Oh yeah. Okay, that makes
we're
sense.
Always beaten down on.
Yes, and we need something to have control over.
Yeah, again,
I see that. Again, don't quote her on that, but
don't quote me on this. I didn't kill anything other than the tree frog
that we think.
Yeah.
When you go to self-checkout, do you steal anything?
Yes.
Really?
Sometimes things just don't scan.
No way. What do you steal?
I guess I'll admit this to my people.
She's like, I stole the shrimp cocktail.
I did not steal the shrimp cocktail. That night when I was drunk, I was like, I should probably get all this.
I should probably pay for this.
Because I look a little suspicious with my eyes crossed right now.
Right.
Like, there are things like I like to scan.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't scan twice, on the third, I just keep it moving.
Yeah.
The scale has been out at Whole Foods on the bulk food section.
Ooh, yeah.
So there's no label maker. So I do self-checkout. And when I go to self-checkout, I have no proof of what the hell
of what that
is in my bag. And I'm like, I'm not going to flag someone down. I'm like, hey, guys, my granola, I don't even. Right. So I'm like, this granola is mine.
That makes so much sense. It's on them to fix their
machines. It's a convenience. Machines. It's actually a selfless act.
Yeah.
So. What about you don't even ever push the limits?
Well,
there?
I certainly think about it. I steal bags all the time. How many bags are you using? Zero. I took three. I'm a big bag stealer.
Okay.
Because that's a tax I think this is stupid anyways.
Yeah, that's true honesty.
I mean, come on. It's a paper bag. You can't.
Yeah.
That should come with a purchase. But yeah, self-checkout. No, I feel bad about it. I always think they're going to find.
Honestly, the times that I have taken things, I leave and I'm like, I'm going to hit by a bus.
Right. Or I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. You totally think the karma.
The karma knows.
It's going to come back around.
And then honestly, any time that I felt like I've gotten away with something later, like I'll have like a doctor bill come in the mail that I forgot about from like months ago.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, really? Oh.
That's what it is.
Now I pay the piper, you know?
Right. The piper.
Karma is the piper that I gotta pay.
The Pied Piper.
Yeah.
It comes back around. Yeah. Hidden fees. Yeah, hidden costs. Hate that shit.
Right? I'm also like, the doctor bills. I'm like, really? Really?
I know people that don't even pay doctor bills. So you go, yeah, I don't pay doctor bills. They'll never find me. I go, I'm pretty sure they will.
See, my fear is with that is like, let's say I don't pay a doctor bill. Let's say I get hit by a car. Let's say I go to this hospital. Let's say they pull up my file. Oh, I'm so sorry. You owe us $3,000. You're going to bleed out, bitch. Again, I know that's not how it works, but that's in my mind what would happen.
Yeah. No, if you have a record, I feel these are fake rules that I make up in my head. I'm like, they for sure know I owe money.
You know what's funny is like you and I have our lives together, I'd say, for the most part. There's a lot of people out there that don't.
I was going to say, do we have our lives together?
We got homes.
To somewhat. Right.
We got homes. We got goals,
yeah,
dreams, jobs,
right?
Like I like to think that if we can operate with all of this clutter of like, oh no, if I don't
right
do, there's people out there that like probably have like multiple warrants out for them, you know, and they're living
like it's a normal day.
And then there's like people like the president or you know the ex-president Trump, who has committed many crimes,
a thousand didn't pay
taxes,
right?
And he was at a leader, you know?
He was president of the United States.
If that was our leader at one point, come get me.
We're fine. Right, we're fine.
Come get me.
Oh, I didn't pay a parking ticket? Yeah. Please.
I'm sorry. I think you got bigger fish to fry.
Right. No, actually.
So that's where. Actually. And also, post-pandemic, I will say, I was lawless. You learned during the pandemic that parking was a suggested purchase.
You didn't have to pay. Oh, yeah. Were you here the whole time in the city?
No, I went back to Maryland. And then I, like, traveled. I got a car. I lived in Colorado. I was in L.A. for a bit. It was fun. I, like, Goldilocks my way around the...
Oh, my God. It was a good time. That's so fun.
But I felt like during that time, like, if you wanted to park where you shouldn't, you were like, come get me. And then I did move back to New York. And even in 2021, it was still that, like, awkward phase of, like...
Right.
I parked my car in Gramercy for free for 2 months.
For 2 months?
No one touched me. Orange Jeep Wrangler. That thing stuck out like a...
Nope. Tori, you have an Orange Jeep Wrangler?
I did.
I was going to say that's my dream car.
The orange
growing
one?
Up.
The orange one or just a Wrangler? Yeah.
No, like an Orange Jeep
Shut
Wrangler.
Your mouth.
No, I'm not even kidding.
I'll show you her. It was...
Do you still have her?
No, I had to sell her when I got my...
No!
I cried. When I say I walked down the streets of New York that day, sob. Because we became one together.
You do.
We traveled... I drove to across the country and back in this thing.
Tori, this is amazing news.
This is right before I was...
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'll show you so many photos.
Is orange your favorite color? No, pink is.
Pink. Is orange your... Yeah, right. What a beautiful moment. Yeah, look, I drove. That was going through, like, Bryce Canyon. Yeah, I'll share these.
With you have the dream car.
It was...
Oh.
I kept the VIN because in my dream life, I get rich.
Right.
I find the VIN and we reconnect.
And you reconnect. Almost like... Yeah.
I literally, like...
Cried.
Like heave. Like, you would have thought I lost a loved one.
Oh my God.
Because we became... I get weirdly connected to, like, inanimate objects, too. Objects,
yeah.
Like, my first car and I were, like...
Oh, yeah.
My first computer... I have this like chunky like MacBook.
I can't throw mine out.
Same. It's still under my bed in my childhood bedroom.
I can't throw it out. Yeah.
I cannot throw it out. But I don't think it, I spilled water on it at one point. I never opened it again because I couldn't face the reality.
Oh my God. I die.
But it has like a Kayo like sorority sticker on it. Oh my God.
Of course.
And like a CU Buffs. Like, it is me. It has a Maryland flag on it.
Yeah.
You still have yours?
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know what to do with it.
Is it the white MacBook?
The old school. Yeah, I had the black one. The black, okay. Black fake. But I, And there's nothing on there that's really incriminating at all. It's like a couple of essays that we wrote in school. Mm-hmm. You can't get rid of that.
No.
And who's going to want it anyways?
No. But the funny thing is, like, I've never connected again with another car as much as my first. And then again, the Jeep was a very close second. And then, like, again, everything else, once you have your first, there's nothing like a first.
Yeah,
first love, like a first. Right. First car, first computer.
That's so true.
There's nothing like it.
You really do get connected to it.
Yeah.
I still have my first car because I got it later in life. Lucky. And it's a Jeep, but it's not what I wanted. But we love her all the same. She's a black Jeep Compass.
You used to whip around the city,
2011.
Right?
2011. Yep.
You're always in Brooklyn. Your car posting videos and stuff. So I'm like, homegirl's got a car.
Homegirl's got a car. That's when I feel, honestly, the most free is just in the car.
That's the TikTok thing, though.
You have a lot of thoughts. Yeah.
People are always in their cars.
Right, they are.
A girl crying in her car. Viral.
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 And I go, what do we even, but I watch it. It's like, I must know.
It's
what
like she's... a girl being like, I got my nails done and it's the wrong color. And you're like, oh my God, I totally get it.
I get it. Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I connect with it.
I think I need to cry and eat crumble cookies in my car. And that is how I make it in this business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to do something. Because crumble reviews are like a thing.
The thing. I don't know if it's just my TikTok, but they're like, you want to see another one?
And I'm wow. Like, you're on the crumble cookie review.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple. And then I thought, is this a thing? It must be.
It's a thing. What's funny is I found it like 4 years ago when I started going on TikTok.
Right.
And I remember this one girl was so sad. She was like, clearly had no friends. And she had like 2 followers. And she would go, review of the week. And then she goes, let's go. And she would say the same, crumble cookies of the week, let's go. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I was like,
I can't believe.
So this girl's going to get that?
Yeah.
And she has no followers. This is for nothing.
Oh my God.
Joke's on me. I saw her last night. She's got 400,000 followers.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
And she's still doing reviews?
Crumble cookies of the week.
You're kidding me.
And you're like, oh my God.
She's still doing crumble cookie reviews.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing though. I'm like, how much money have you spent on crumble cookies?
Literally. Have they sponsored you yet? Because they should.
I hope, because it's like $20 a box.
They're expensive as shit.
And I mean, last night I must have had 2 total.
Yeah.
And
aren't they so sugary?
Yeah. No, like the serving size is a fourth.
A fourth of a cookie?
That's what they give you the facts of a fourth.
Who even wants just 1/4?
Nobody.
I want a whole cookie.
No, it's actually a crime.
Yeah. Because no one's just going to sit there and eat a fourth. Who has that self-control?
Nobody. Not me.
Nobody.
When we bought them, I was like,
right,
I'll have a few bites for the review.
And right, of course.
Next thing I know, like, everyone walked away and I was like,
I have to eat these.
Yeah.
What's the good flavor? I saw somebody eat a blueberry and in my mind I thought, that can't be that good, right?
Crumble has done something where
they have a way.
There's something in there. Have you had it?
Some hidden. I have. No, I think
we should do a review.
We should.
We're going to do a beef jerky crumble cookie review next time you come over.
Well, I brought her insomnia cookies as if that can compare.
That was really sweet of
to
you.
To crumble.
That's really sweet of you.
Well, no. Well, I thought, I'm like, I see her eating crumble.
You're so
also,
thoughtful.
You never know if comedians are on a sober binge, like they're sober for the time being. So I made a mistake of bringing a couple comedians some wine bottles. So they go, oh my God, that's so sweet of you. I'm sober. I was really? I'll take the wine.
Yeah. I mean, I did a year once.
Right. How'd it go?
Good.
It's over now.
It's over. I went to Ireland. I was like, I'm not going to have a Guinness.
That's so hard.
And then the slippery slope just slipped away.
One Guinness led to...
Oh, here I am. Honestly. It was honestly the best thing I've done for myself.
The sober.
Sober, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and honestly, what happened was I kept texting this ex-boyfriend.
while
and
drunk.
It was just this most embarrassing.
Yeah. It was, and it happened
twice.
Okay.
And I was like, the second time I was like, we're done.
We're done here.
And I was like, what is the common denominator? And I was like, it can't be me.
It's, it's for sure alcohol. Never me. Yeah.
So I just went cold turkey. Because the thought of wanting to text him made me like, I was like, whoa. And it worked for a year and 2 months.
Incredible.
Yeah. Thank but you.
It's the, it really did, once you stopped drinking, you had no need or want to ever text.
The fear. Yeah, yeah, no. Oh, God, no.
Oh, wow.
I never wanted to talk to him. He was just kind of not a great person. Again, right. I don't want to, you know, everyone has their things. But but I think I was just really hurt by the way it ended. Basically, oh, yeah, yeah. He started dating someone like 2 days after we broke up. And that yeah, hurt that feeling.
Of course. Of course. You're allowed to be hurt.
So, and yeah. I never, and as someone who's just very headstrong, I was like, I don't care.
Of course.
I go, I don't feel feelings. So I was like, best of life to you yeah. and your beloved. And I moved on.
Mm-hmm.
But by burying it under the rug, I had a big lumpy rug. That when yeah. I got drunk, I was like, let's look at
let's
it.
Let's open up and see what's under there.
So that was the issue. Tough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also with comedy, like I had a lot of sets where I'd get up there blacked out.
Ooh.
And it was bad. So like, it was like an all-encompassing, it was like the straw yeah. that broke the camel's back where I was like, oh, you gotta stop.
Yeah. There's been some limits. Yeah, for sure. Alcohol yeah. is hard to kind of like wrangle, especially I love drinking.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like as I got older, I was like, I don't have to go out tonight. It's Saturday just because you don't have to drink.
Right.
That became a really big thing. And I think as you start to get older, hangovers happen. So
yeah.
that helps.
Do you get bad hangovers now?
I just get really tired. I never had that before.
Tired as fuck.
I'm like, yo, my energy level is crazy right now.
If I have a drink, especially before like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Game over.
Like we're in the couch.
Lights out by 7:30. Or yeah. I do weird things where I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the grocery store. Like,
right.
I'm like, lock me up.
It doesn't have the same effects. I don't know what happens in our bodies when we get older, but we're it like, just doesn't hit the same.
Yeah. You're not like, let me go find someone to fuck.
Right.
You're
yeah.
like, let me go home.
I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna eat make some sandwich. Pasta, eat a sandwich, get some pizza. Like, yeah. it's just not the same.
No. And then the next day you're like, ugh.
And then nothing gets done.
My
yeah.
neck just my neck swells up. It's crazy.
You get like weird bodily. Yeah. My back hurts. I don't sleep the same.
I wake up with two chins.
Yeah. And immediately hits your body.
And bags.
Bags for days.
I got to show you this photo. I had a few glasses of wine last weekend. Then I went to meet up with a friend. And like she hadn't seen me in like 6 months. Right. I'm like, right. she's going to think I aged 40 years. But I was like, it's just wine bags.
I just had a couple glasses of wine last night. Yeah.
But it was weird. I could physically feel them.
You could feel, oh.
Yeah, it's
the
weird.
Puffiness. Yeah.
yeah. Anyways, I know you have to get moving to this.
It doesn't hit.
Oh, shit. It's 7:30. What, is it at 8, your thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Any closing remarks?
We're good.
We're going to do two parts. This is, I mean, cool. I have. You solved my problem. Edit, schmed it. You're all getting the whole edit, thing.
Cut it into two parts.
Yeah, I love this.
Bichachos. Closing remarks. I think this is a message really for me and everyone. Everyone can take this.
Okay,
but
Kanye.
I think really I just want to thank myself. Yo. Actually, SOS to Bianca Censori. The girl is being locked up captive. I'm worried about her. This is Kanye's girlfriend.
Oh, man.
She's out there wearing like fucking bandage dresses. The girl needs help. I think she...
Is this your closing?
This is my closing remarks. Yo, SOS to Bianca. Save we have to save her. No. I'm worried about her.
That's why you
nobody
keep on
seems
the
concerned. Nobody. This is a PSA. Bianca's not well, okay? No, seriously. No, just I think the main message that I always come back to, it sounds so cliche, but just whatever your passion is, always keep room for that in your life.
I love that.
Because I start to lose focus.
Yeah.
And then I do get really sad because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not doing what I really love. You could always have a job. You can always start a family, start moving towards, because we all get older and we've all got that timeline that we're all thinking about. But you should always have something that you're really passionate about. And I don't think you should ever lose that.
That was beautiful.
You know, it is what it is. You know, I am a poet.
Don't lose your dinosaur. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have you seen Step Brothers?
Yeah.
Classic one.
Yeah, classic.
Well, thank you for being here. I had so much fun.
I had so much fun.
And now I've got two podcasts.
You know, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, this is incredible. All right. I just, this has been great.
Thanks.
I love you. You're amazing.
Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
is so stupid.